Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We bring in the host of BetMGM and the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. His name is Quentin Mayo. He's nice enough to join us each and every week. And right now he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Quentin, how are you today? What's going on, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, fellas.
Appreciate you hopping on, man.
What's the good word? What's hot? What's hot right now? What's hot to bet? Help me.
Right now, I can give you a layup. I'm glad you asked. This is the best question I've been asked on any of these hits that I've done.
That's how I roll, Quentin, man. I just ask the hard-hitting stuff that's going to bring out the best in all of us.
See, I love that. I love that from you. One thing I'm doing right now in baseball, which we know 10,000 sports are going on right now, I love fading the Cincinnati Reds. The Reds have 3 wins this year. They are the worst baseball team in the history of the sport, not just the official major leagues, but also like T-ball, your kids who play. Like, this is the worst baseball team I've ever seen in my life. Last night, I believe they lost to the Brewers like 19-2 or something like that. And actually, the Reds led in that game for some odd reason, and they still gave up a ton of runs. So I'm going to continue to take them, or take the Brewers rather, in this series that they're going through with the Reds. Right now at BetMGM, the money line is -225, so I'm going to stay away from that. I'm going to go to the run line. They're favored by 1.5 runs, -120. I love, love, love the Brewers tonight. Or rather, this game starts in 55 minutes. So if you want to have some early afternoon action in the MLB, there you have it. And also, the Blue Jays taking on the Guardians tonight. I got the Blue Jays on the money line, -145. They just had a tough series with the New York Yankees. They came back and they beat the Yankees last night after a couple of disappointing losses. I think the Blue Jays now look at the Guardians, who are a team that's riding a little high right now in terms of what they've done recently. I think the Blue Jays take out their transgressions on the Guardians. So I'm going to take them -145 on the money line. Those are my baseball plays. And then, I mean, you know I do this all day long. So I got hockey, I got basketball, I got whatever you guys need.
So help me out when you're looking for MLB stuff, because a lot of people do long shots and, you know, over-unders and MVP odds and all of that kind of stuff. What are you looking at when you're going game to game?
Oh, game to game, I'm really looking at pitching first and foremost. Like, I need to see what the pitching matchup is looking like. And because it depends. I mean, I think yesterday or maybe 2 days ago, the White Sox were taking on the Chicago Cubs. And we all know that's kind of like a little Chicago rivalry, even though it's not really much of a rivalry at all. And I see that even though the Cubs are having a bullpen day. And the Cubs, I mean, their bullpen is one of the best. They have one of the best bullpens in the major leagues. But, I mean, a bullpen day against the White Sox, I mean, I'm just looking at stuff like that. High ERAs as well. But if I get a good pitching matchup, two guys who are aces who go out there and throw heat, I love – one thing I've been winning a lot of money on recently is the no-run first inning play. It's a small problem. No run in the first inning. You can go ahead and get to one inning. If the aces come out there and do what they're supposed to, you're done with the game. Like, you don't have to sweat out the first 5. You don't have to sweat out the whole game. Just no run in the first inning is something I've been doing a lot lately. But just looking at just what teams are hot and what teams are not, I know, like, the Reds game to game, I know that anytime they're playing, I'm going to win more than I lose because I know they're so bad at baseball. Also, teams like, you know, another bad team, quote-unquote, but the Orioles, they're a rebuilding team as well. But I know that if you pay attention to them every single night, they keep a lot of games close. So I typically take them for plus money on the run line against teams that are, like, of equal trash value, I guess you could say. So, like, they play the Twins. They're going to play the Twins hard. They already beat the Twins yesterday, and they're running it back in the series tonight at 7:05. So I like to look at what teams can keep it close that are bad teams that we consider bad teams, and then also look at bad teams that just get blown out every single night.
Quentin Mayo is the host of BetMGM and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. There's a unique story, and Dan and I are going to talk about this later, but talking about, you know, the announcement came about playing in the NFL in Germany and how these international games are coming, but underneath that, there's kind of another story where the NFL, especially with the new partnerships they have in television and streaming, that they could go to more windows per week. And I'm wondering how that would affect betting. So in this example that's in Pro Football Talk today is you're talking about one game on Thursday, four on Sunday, two on Monday, maybe one on Tuesday, one on Wednesday. You could be looking at a Friday afternoon game at 2 o'clock. Is it better for betting, and I guess for the industry that you're in, if the games are stretched out throughout the week or if everybody plays on Sunday?
You know, that's an excellent question. I think a part of the luster of football, especially from a gambling standpoint, is that it is, you know, the significant amount of games are just on one day, Sunday. Like, that's a game in which, like, if you had a bad week of betting, let's say you're betting baseball throughout the week or basketball or whatever that's going on throughout the weekdays, and then you get to the weekend, you know that Sunday I've got NFL football and I can bet a ton. I think that's what a lot of bettors use as, you know, some use it as a chase opportunity. Some use it as an opportunity just to play their largest amount of units. And I feel like if you had NFL football games every single night or, you know, close to, I feel like it kind of takes away from that. I don't know how that looks from a gambling standpoint, because I'm sure if you ask, you know, maybe officials at BetMGM or some of these other sports books around, you know, the more days in which we can get an influx of, you know, a high unit numbers, I mean, the better. I mean, if you get to see, you know, Deshaun Watson, the Browns take on, let's say, Tom Brady on a Tuesday night, I mean, you probably have the same volume or even maybe more volume coming in on a Tuesday night. I don't know. I think I have to do a little more research on that, but that's definitely a great point. For me, I would love to keep it at, you know, the few days that we do have it. We just warmed up the Thursday night football as well here recently, and then through COVID we've had games, you know, at random days. And I feel like it does kind of take away from the on-field performance with different rest days and stuff like that. I would like to just keep it how it is typically. I would hate for it to go to more windows of visibility.
Quentin Mayo joining us on the Northside Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I'm going to swing to NBA on you here. Of the matchups that are going on in the NBA playoffs, which one are you liking the best? Which one should people be looking at?
Oh, it's absolutely the Golden State Warriors taking on the Memphis Grizzlies. I mean, the series is tied at 1-1, and if you haven't watched any playoff basketball thus far, number one, what are you doing? But number two, go watch the Grizzlies take on the Warriors. There's no games today. The next time they do play, actually, is on Saturday. And that game, the Warriors are favored by 6.5. But after the last game I saw from Memphis and Ja Morant specifically dropping 47 points and willing that team to a victory on the road, or rather at home, with Dylan Brooks being ejected in that game and then telling Steph Curry on the way out, yeah, it's going to be fun. We're going to have some fun. Like, that just gives me chills as a basketball fan. So I think this series, I think it goes 7, because we're looking at a Memphis team that's been gritty and is still gritty and that's been grinding all year long, going up against a Warriors team that hasn't been full strength all year long, but they do have guys who have been in this situation a trillion times that can turn it on, and now they're closer to full strength in the postseason. I think the series goes 7, and either way it goes, I'm going to be happy. I think if Memphis goes on, it's great for teams who build organically and draft well and in smaller markets. You know, we do like to put smaller markets on a pedestal when we have the opportunity. On the opposite side, if Golden State continues to move on, we know what Golden State brings to the table every single game, every single playoff series. And I don't think we've seen, like, signature games from their stars, Steph and Clay, yet in the postseason. So, well, in this series, rather. So I can't really choose who I want to win, but, man, Memphis and Golden State, it's a movie right now.
Quentin, when you watch USFL, I mean, do you bet USFL? Because I watch it and I'm just like, okay, they're all playing at the same stadium over and over. And it's empty. But, man, you got to be a hardcore bettor to want to bet USFL. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I bet some things, trust and believe. Like, especially starting at BetMGM, we bet a lot of things that I'm not proud of.
Right.
We bet Haitian soccer. My co-host has bet, I think, the crazy thing he's done is Little League World Series. I just can't bet on kids. I'm sorry. I mean, no. It just can't happen to me. I mean, but we bet Summer League. I mean, we've done a ton of things. But the USFL, I gave it one chance. That product is bad. I just can't. I can't do it. I know at BetMGM there are odds up, but I feel like everything is just like a 50-50 coin flip in terms of the odds. So I'm not betting it. I'm not that desperate yet, but shoot. I mean, we have enough bad games here or bad days.
And that's true.
The Guardians keep surprising me when I'm fading them, then we might have to start betting some USFL here soon.
Boy, when you hit that point, that's – I would tell you.
That's when you call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the phone call time. That's when you start hitting the point. All right, the other one, I'm – I'm a fan. I'm notorious for betting a little golf. So I got to ask you a little golf. We got a major coming up. We got PGA Championship coming up here. Who are you looking at that you could maybe get some early odds, a little early action before everybody starts hopping on?
You know, this tournament, the Wells Fargo, I'm assuming what you're talking about, it's kind of like star power. I know we got Rory. He's favored to win it 7-1, and I don't want to be chalky, but last week we had the Mexico Open, I believe is what it's called. John Rahm won it, and John Rahm was a 4-1 favorite. I mean, we gave out that outright winner. It wasn't really hard because the field wasn't deep, and Rahm, a lot of people are actually golfers are mad that Rahm golfed in that event. But, I mean, you look at this one, and it's Rory's out there. I mean, Corey Connors 22-1. Everybody else is pretty much a long shot. I don't have a long shot that I love. I do know that Tony Finau at 50-1, I feel like at some point Tony Finau has to turn things around, and also he's had some big tournament experience. But I think that's as far as I would go. Tony Finau 50-1, which is kind of uncommon for what we've seen, how he can play. But yeah, Connors and Rory McIlroy, they headline the favorites at 7-1, 22-1, and Denny McCarthy's 16-1. I wouldn't bet him either at this event, but I really do have my eye on Finau. I want him to get going again.
All right, last one. I need you to help me. All my buddies are not betting NHL. They all have teams that they excuse me, that they all root for, and I watch games and I watch players, and I just like we live close to Pittsburgh. We live, you know, Columbus is in our state, but Columbus isn't in it. Who's going to win the Stanley Cup? Like, who do you think is going to win this thing?
I think the Stanley Cup winner is going to be Calgary or the Avalanche, but I think there's still good value on the Flames. They're 6-1 right now at BetMGM to win it outright. We got to see if they can continue to take care of business. I was just on with Dallas and the Dallas Stars and Dallas fans, rather. They're feeling really down on their team because they went, I think, 11 minutes without getting a shot on goal last game against Calgary.
Brutal.
But,
yeah.
Man, the Avalanche have been really good. I mean, and it's a testament to, number one, how well put together their team is, and also their goal team is phenomenal. I mean, I know maybe I'm a creature of habit, but, I mean, we still got to look at teams like the Washington Capitals. I'm also a little biased. You know, I'm in the DMV area. But, hey, if they can take down the Panthers, people had them getting swept by the Panthers. This is a really good Florida team that pretty much handled them in the regular season series. And Washington's already up 1-0. They have another game tonight. That's a longer shot at BetMGM as well. I think the Capitals are far down the list. I think they're like 25-1 to win it all. But I think the Flames 6-1, that's some good odds. And also, your Lightning still. The Lightning were down 1-0 to the Maple Leafs. They came back last night, and they just destroyed the Maple Leafs in dramatic fashion. They're 11-1 at BetMGM, too. So I think it's going to be the Flames, but I would take a flyer on the Lightning. And, you know, my fandom is going to take me to the Capitals. And also tonight, take the Pens – or not the Pens, take the Rangers. That game, the puck drops at 7. Mm-hmm. The Rangers on the money line, -150. They're taking on the Pens, who just lost pretty much everything. They had Ricard Raquel. He's missing after a huge hit from Ryan Lindgren last game. You also have their goaltender, DeSmith, after playing 5 periods. He suffered a lower leg injury. He's out tonight as well. So you got a backup goaltender now for the Penguins, who needed triple overtime to beat the Rangers. I think the Rangers get the job done tonight. So if you want to bet it tonight, take the Rangers and tweet me after we win all the money in the world.
Sounds like fun. Sweet. Quentin, thank you. Appreciate your time. And, of course, we'll catch you out. You're the host of BetMGM and the Odyssey Sports.
Before we let you go, Quentin, I just realized something. It's Derby weekend. Who do you like?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Derby.
We got to ask Derby.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Give me Happy Jack, 55-1, and also Zandon, 40-1. I like both of those guys, Zandon and Happy Jack.
Happy Jack. We got it. Okay.
All right.
Now
thank
you're
you,
Quentin Mayo.
Thanks,
Quentin.
Let you go.
Hey, we'll talk to you later. Thanks, man.
Appreciate it, fellas.
Talk to you soon. And, of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.